This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
What is an ace in baseball, and does Matthew Boyd fit the definition?
The ace in baseball I use with a very simple definition. Stopper. Oh, we lost 2 in a row to the Cubs after winning 10 in a row, the Red Sox said. And then Garrett Crochet's like, oh yeah, watch this. And even though he wasn't a major factor in it, they still won that game. Stopper. Garrett Crochet is a stopper. Matt Boyd's like, hey, did you guys lose yesterday? No problem. Here are 7 innings. Stopper.
Garrett Crochet wasn't a major part of it. He held him to 1 run, didn't he?
He did, but then, you know, the wheels fell off with the bullpen and all that day. But the point is, the Cubs were still in it at that point because Cade Horton also did his best. But point being, stopper. Do you know that guy is probably going to stop some sort of losing that your team had the game before? Then that's how you know they're an ace. Can you put Matt Boyd in that category? Yeah, you know what? I guess you can, because he's also returning to his ace of 2019 form when I felt like he really was one as well. That's all.
An ace is a guy who, when he steps on the mound, has a real chance to put up a zero. He has a real chance to just not give up any runs. And you know it. His teammates know it. The manager knows it. The other team knows it. Like, oh, it's going to be scrappy today, boys. We got to find a way to manufacture a run. When teams are trying to think about how, okay, we got a runner on first. All right, so you just need to pull it over to the right side or hit it the other way. Listen, the players who are at the plate will let you know by their approach that they are facing an ace. The manager will let you know by the decisions he's making with that guy on the mound that you are facing an ace.
Is your lineup a little different
today? Is your lineup tailored to try to find a way to scratch out some runs against this guy? That is an ace. Matthew Boyd is an ace. I know Matthew Boyd is an ace because when I look up and down his 20 starts, sizable sample size, would you say, 20 starts, he's given up more than 3 runs all of one time. 3 earned runs, that is. 3 earned runs, one time in 20 starts. He's actually thrown 23 scoreless consecutive innings. And then you look at the last 10 starts he's made, he hasn't given up more than 2 runs. And he's only given up 2 runs 3 times in those 10 starts. That's what an ace looks like. When he leaves the game, you either have the lead, or if you score 3 runs, you're going to win.
Hey, sidebar question. Is he your Cubs pitching MVP this season?
He has to be.
He has to be.
I feel like he is.
Yeah, he's made the start.
Shota's been hurt. Jameson Taillon's been hurt and not great at some points, 100%.
You can make the argument for bullpen. You can make the argument for Palencia. You know, you could still make the argument for Pomerantz.
So do the Cubs have Keller. Two aces then? If Matthew Boyd, if you consider him an ace, is Shota Imanaga your second ace? Is he an ace?
Yeah, because he's also considered your stopper. And we saw him really look like himself in his last start as well on Saturday. So I feel like that is the case. And I've been saying that for a while. As you guys know, I felt like he was an ace for me last year. So, yes, I think you can't say that. Now, are you to the Philadelphia Phillies five aces era? No.
You see what Chris Sanchez did? Yeah.
Maybe they are.
Complete game.
The five aces reversed when they had like Halliday and Cole Hamels and Cliff Lee. And who am I forgetting in that?
Halliday, Oswalt. Lee, yeah. Cole Hamels.
It was some disgusting combination of pitching.
Yeah, no. And Cole Hamels, and then you can either go Joe Blanton before, and then after it was some combination. I mean, Moyer and Pedro stuck for a second. They were guys who pitched together.
Yeah.
They had guys. They had lots of guys. And as far as Shota Imanaga goes, you're talking about a guy who, when he steps on the mound, you think, okay, the Cubs should win today. How do I know that? Because they're 32-10. That's a better than 750 winning percentage when he starts a game. That's so, yes. I think they have two aces. The issue is, there's a hard drop-off from those two guys to the next guy. That's why I've said, just get someone on their level, and you're going to be good to go, as long as you have some better help to hit against left-handed pitching. By the way, have you seen Matt Shaw's numbers since the All-Star break?
Yeah, he's putting a little something together, isn't he?
He's letting you know, and we heard on these very airways, Ian Happ talk about he's our everyday third baseman, and we believe in him. 8-for-15. That's above 500 batting average. A couple of home runs also in the mix, which he had not shown us any power prior to the All-Star break. So I think maybe the Cubs are in good shape. I'm of the belief that they should probably have the two starters add a starter and just get a whole bunch of bullpen strike out arms at the deadline if they can do it.
I think you rolled into our second question there.
Number two.
The second question is what I will call a nightmare question for Cubs fans like myself. How would you react if the Brewers traded for Diamondbacks slugger Eugenio Suarez?
Ah!
Same.
It would be problematic.
I saw that.
It would be highly problematic.
And I panicked. What? What? You want who to add to what? But you're playing how many wins in the past 2 months? No. Nope. But you said it, Marshall. If the alternative is that the Cubs are still working with Matt Shaw, who has improved, have a late July, Matt Shaw. Have it.
Better late than never.
Carry that into August and September for me, please.
Yes, and maybe October even.
And the rest of the years of control.
Yes. These are things that can help the Cubs going forward. I'm to the point now where I'm just working around other teams' flaws. And can you address your flaws in a way that even if other teams address their flaws, you still feel good about your team? That's really the question here. No, because we're looking at it in a vacuum. Who's got the best record in the baseball right now? The Cubs. The Cubs and the Brewers.
Yeah, them.
Who's got the tiebreaker? Cubs.
Yeah, right now.
And they'll see plenty of each other. But if they get a Eugenio Suarez, let's be clear. I'm going to be like, yo, that's not a good look. That is problematic for winning the division.
I'm going to have that worried face. You know, Craig Counsell has it sometimes where he just looks worried. His eyes look a little pouty. Yeah, that's going to be me.
So I think if Eugenio Suarez becomes a Brewers third baseman, yes, there will be this feeling of lament. But depending on what Jed Hoyer goes out and does, it might be a nullified lament. But I won't know until both teams make all their moves. And I say both teams, I mean all the teams who are buyers right now make all their moves.
And members of Nullified Lament. Outsider Brad, good point on Twitch. Whatever the opposite of highly enjoyable is.
That's a good take.
I don't want to...
It's a possibility, though. It exists.
It does, and it's realistic, and
No.
Yeah.
And here's Pat Murphy being like, oh, shucks. You know, we're just a little team up here that could. And, oh, we had some injuries. We don't have the payroll of the Cubs. Like, gee whiz. Next thing you know, world beaters. Sneaky.
Very, very well run organization.
Number three.
We're going to pivot away from that nightmare question here on Five on It with Rahimi and Harris with this question. Which feat do you find to be more impressive? 45-year-old Rich Hill taking the mound for the Royals at Wrigley Field on Tuesday, his first start since 2023. From the same spot the left-hander made his MLB debut 20 years ago with the Cubs. Or 45-year-old Venus Williams defeating world number 35 Peyton Stearns in the opening round of the DC Open on Tuesday night, making her the oldest match winner on the WTA Tour in over 20 years.
Layla, if you haven't seen the video, and that's for anybody listening, you need to go look at the highlights of Venus Williams at 45, the way she was moving laterally back and forth. I was like, oh, she's really back out here.
We saw Rich Hill moving yesterday in that game. Rich Hill's not moving like Venus Williams.
I was very impressed that Rich Hill got through five.
That was impressive. I'm not going to lie.
Because there was some max effort going on. And obviously the speed of his pitches, you know, that was something they talked about on the broadcast. Like, oh, if you hit slower than these guys are used to. And I'm like, yeah, man. I like it. I like it a lot. But Venus, the compelling aspect of this is that, as we know, dominant tennis players, once they start to fall off athletically, it's a big drop and it is quick. It's quicker than you want it to be. Rafa Nadal, you know, when I think of that drop off, like suddenly you could very much see that he wasn't the athlete he used to be. I feel like Novak Djokovic has been a little more gradual. You know, the results show that as well. I think about like the previous greats, like even Serena, you knew she could still do it. It was just once you saw the slight diminished skill set, you know, athletically, then you started to see her just exit tournaments more early. So to see Venus out there and be able to do that at that level, I think that is the bigger feat. What Rich Hill is doing is outstanding. I also was there for the Jamie Moyer game when he was 49 years old. Like, I watched that myself. It was Rockies against the Padres, and that was a feat that was incredible to see. But in 2025, when you consider what it takes to play tennis, that is an incredible thing. But here's what disturbs me is how American the struggle is for even Venus Williams when it comes to why she was working.
I had to come back for the insurance because they informed me earlier this year I'm on Cobra. So I was like, I got to get my benefits on, started training.
She's actually not lying about that, because we talked about that about 6 years ago. So you're actually telling the truth. You know, insurance is hard.
Insurance, you guys know what it's like. And let me tell you, I'm always at the doctor, so I need this insurance.
I believe her. And, you know, a former athlete has more medical needs in terms of achiness and just wear and tear, general wear and tear. She's 45 years old. Again, she was moving marvelously. That's why I give her the nod over Rich Hill, who obviously was also fantastic, giving up just the one earned run in his time on the mound, which makes for a tidy 1.80 ERA. But hearing her say that, look, I've been on Cobra. It ain't cheap.
No.
It ain't cheap. In fact, quick aside, when I was on Cobra, they were like, hey, you don't have to actually sign up for Cobra until you need a doctor, and then you can back pay everything. And I was like, all right, that's what I'm going to do. But then I needed the doctor, so I had to back pay everything, and it was not a friendly experience.
No, it's not. And as a woman who, you know, we at least have to get our yearly exams, and the older you get, 45, by the way, the recommended age for everybody to get a colonoscopy, preventative care will help you. I just want to pause and take those steps because, yeah, Venus is one of us.
One of us. One of us.
Number four.
We heard Ben Johnson say one of his goals for Caleb Williams this upcoming season to be a 70% completion passer. Do you actually think Caleb Williams can be a 70% completion passer in year one of the Ben Johnson era?
I think it is a fabulous goal. And as Marshall pointed out yesterday, there were only five qualified 70% completion passers in the NFL.
I got five on
And some
it.
Of the names might be ones you didn't expect to hear when you consider that Tua Tagovailoa was one of them, for example.
Geno
Jared
Smith.
Goff. Yeah. But also, you know, guys like Jalen Hurts weren't.
Right. Right.
And when you take that into consideration, now their running game, of course, the Eagles was outstanding. But when you take that into consideration, Is it a good goal to have? Absolutely. Am I upset if he doesn't reach it? No.
But do you think he will?
Not necessarily. I think if you're in the upper 60s, which would be a big improvement from his 62.5 rate last year, I would be very happy with it.
All right, here's my big prediction. I think he is going to pass at a 70% rate.
Ooh.
I think a lot of those routes are going to be short and quick by design, and that's going to help boost the number. I don't think his pass rate beyond 15 yards is going to be 70%, but I think there's going to be a lot of action within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. That's my personal belief, based on the number of weapons who can operate at a high level off that line of scrimmage, whether it's Luther Burden III and his wiggle, if you will. DJ Moore, obviously, we know what he can do in tight spaces. Rome Odunze as the new Keenan Allen type in terms of getting a first down. Also falling into that bucket is Colston Loveland. I do have faith, if this offensive line is worth what we think it's supposed to be worth, that they're going to be able to run all their timing stuff, and he'll get there. One of the guys that we mentioned, the top five, Jared Goff. Who was his offensive coordinator last year? Who was his play caller?
I believe it was a guy named Ben Johnson.
So I'm with it.
So if you think that Caleb Williams is going to throw 70% completion, what is the Bears' record then? Because if that's the case, then the Bears are
8-9.
10-7.
What do you mean 8-9? If he's completing 70% of completions, they are balling. Balling.
Was Geno Smith balling last year? What did his team do? Remind me. Okay, thank you.
I'm just saying. That's
he Tua Tagovailoa? What did his team do?
Didn't they, whatever.
See how easy it is to talk Robbie out back into the closet?
Three words for the AFC. Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills. Three words.
Number five.
I just got put in a closet, put in a locker right there. So yesterday we lost a legend. Rest in peace to Ozzy Osbourne. You may know him as the lead singer of the band Black Sabbath, but also he was just an absolute legend in his life. Rest in peace. Black Sabbath also created one of the best walk-up songs, I think, of all time, in Crazy Train. Chipper Jones used this. I think it's a badass song. We talked about it earlier. If it's the high school, they're running through that piece of paper to this song. If you had a walk-up song, what would your walk-up song be?
I think you should go first.
Well, mine's pretty simple because I am a cartoon aficionado and I want everybody to have fun. I want everybody to go back to their childhood. Maybe this will cause people to go home and scramble YouTube and or whatever streaming service you use and dial up some cartoons. I would literally have, every time I came up to the plate, a different cartoon theme song. But my first at bat, y'all know what it's going to be.
Is like a hurricane.
Just for the sheer surprise on people's faces, like what's going on? I'm here for the shock value. Now, obviously, it wouldn't be shock value the second time around. That's why we're changing the songs. It's gonna be a little of that. It's gonna be a little bit of Transformers, G.I. Joe, Thundercats. Mix in some Smurfs just to soften the mood.
Marshall's out here giving people the nostalgia they need.
I'm going to give you the Care Bear countdown. I'm going to go through all of the cartoon theme songs.
I think the problem is I'd be compelled to dance instead of swing the bat.
I'd be having people in the stands singing Jim is truly, truly, truly outrageous. Okay? Like that's how deep I am in my cartoon bag.
Do you have light up earrings like Jim? Jim's earrings lit up.
I don't have the light up. But yeah, I think the Boondocks theme song. I have some adult stuff in there too. We'll have a good time every time I'm at the plate.
Mine is really simple because I'm 5'3" and have little athletic ability. So how am I getting on base? You say? I'm walking it out.
Oh,
it's the only way I'm getting on base.
Small
strike zone. If I have somehow made it to the plate, and your team has to use me as a hitter, I'm going to walk it out.
Billy Bean would have loved you. On base percentage, she gets on base.
when she has an at bat, she can get on base.
Eddie Gaedel over here, you know, with the guy who was so small that his extreme height created a strike zone. And they're like, oh, I don't know what to do with that because I can't throw strikes to this guy.
Jose Altuve has made a good living in this league.
Maybe you get some Jose Altuve pop to go along with that stature.
If only.
I think Jay-Z makes the best hype music, walk-up music, music that makes you feel like you're in a movie. So it's time for a public service announcement every time I come to the plate. Bam. Public service. I come up. Here I am. Probably going to strike out, but it sounds pretty cool.
You'll sound cool if you strike out. It's fine. What about you, Ray? You got anything?
I do. So mine is going to be a hip-hop classic. It's going to be from 1999. Go ahead and hit it, Robbie, because it's a little bit of a long walk up. I'm going to get people hyped when I come up to bat, and it might not be spectacular either when I'm at bat, but I'm going to get people hyped with Pharoah Monch.
Dude, that is such a good
Simon
like
Says
that. Villain song. To be, you know, like you see the boxers walk up to that, you're like, oh, this match just got real.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I think we all have good selections. Your selections are better than mine, but I like it. This is a good time to give stuff away, right?
Let's do it.
Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670. You will win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in River North on Wednesday, August 6th, featuring special guest Matt Shaw, hosted by another Matt, our Matt, Matt Spiegel. Baseball After Dark, presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece.
I thought it was a hurricane.
It's also a hurricane. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire, join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. Go make a memory. Hang out with Matt Shaw and Matt Spiegel. Caller 6 to the Score contest on right now, 312-540-0670.
I have a correction. That Ozzy Osbourne song, Crazy Train, that is just Ozzy Osbourne, yeah. Not Black Sabbath. So
just Oz.
I suck. Sorry. It's
okay. And for that, you suck. Isn't that Lynn? Or no, that's Les. That's Les Steve, Grobstein.
No, that's Steve Rosenblum.
Pause it a little bit longer.
That is Steve Rosenblum.
That's Rosie, the legend.
The suck montage.
Yes.
Which I might have now made since Adam Studzinski is here. Shout out to Rosie. I want to know what Rosie thinks about the press conferences yesterday. Something tells me he's not happy.
They're upset that you didn't choose Nuck If You Buck. I don't want people fighting in the stands. That's why
I do. Let's go. Cubs Sox is this weekend, friends. Who's playing Nuck If You Buck?
And that's at the that's where they play Nuck If You Buck.
Oh my god.
On the south side. So yeah.
Dude, what if?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't be the one calling that to action. I can't be the one calling for violence for across town this weekend. Don't say I did it. I didn't do it. Let's have some Cubs pregame next. We'll give you the lineup, and we'll hear from Craig Counsell ahead of their game against the Royals. That's next on Rahimi and Harris on 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Score.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
All right, let's just get this out of the way because poor Robbie got it again. And I should have held the line on it, but I like to crowdsource information. Listener called it. And for that, you suck is 100% less Grobstein. And yes, it is. And then Robbie goes, God, I suck.
Also, Black Sabbath did not write the DuckTales theme song. That was Ozzy by himself. Oh, wait, no, that's a different thing. My bad.
Very funny.
My bad.
What if Ozzy had done the DuckTales theme song?
It would sound a lot different.
Very interesting.
You could probably do a remix.
209 says, Marshall, a cartoon theme song that goes hard. SWAT Cats. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know SWAT Cats. I need to. Do you know SWAT Cats? Anybody? Maybe that's from the Robbie Triano era of childhood. I don't know.
What?
Exactly.
What about the Muppet Babies theme song? Why was that such a catchy theme song?
It's a very catchy theme.
Why did that cartoon last so long?
Studs had a good one in the background. I don't know if you guys were around for the Pokemon theme song. Yeah. I want to be the very best that no one ever was.
Actually, we've nicknamed a couple people that we know when they're trying to call dibs on the entire single population of Chicago Pokemon because they try to catch them
gotta
all.
Catch right. them
gotta
catch them all.
Gotta catch them all. Yeah, no, that's a go-to for me is like, hey, bro, this ain't... I be telling my friends sometimes, like, we get to a spot, and let's say there's, like, lots of beautiful women in the spot, and he gets, like, a little too heady. I'm like, bruh, this is not Pokemon. You ain't got to catch them all.
Oh, his head's on a swivel? Yeah, he wants to call tell. He's on the entire...
He doesn't know. It's like he's walked into, the, like, one of those good breakfast buffets. You know what I'm talking about, right? With the omelet station and everything
avocado
else.
Avocado just hanging out.
Yeah. Then you don't know what to do. And I'm like, first thing you do is you just go get a plate and put some bacon on your plate. Go sit down and think about what you want to do with the bacon on your plate. That's what you should do.
So a former Score host's friend who I know and somebody Joe Kelly knows as well, he can actually corroborate this story, tried to dib an entire floor of a bar. And we're like, apparently...
What do you mean, dib?
Like, he called dibs on the entire floor.
Of women?
And they all lost it. They were like, you can't dibs a floor!
That's a wild move.
They're
tonight is mine.
They are a fun bunch. They've all settled down since then. Even Callie, to some respects. And I feel like, Callie can attest to that story. He was there. I was not. All of that said, how about we talk about the Cubs lineup today?
Yeah, let's do that because there's a notable name not in today's Cubs lineup against one Seth Lugo, who comes in sporting a 2.94 ERA, which is pretty good.
You love him.
I do. I'm not going to marry him or kiss him or anything, but I love him. Yeah,
yeah, but baseball marry him. Like, you want him on your team.
No.
If he was on the floor, you'd call dibs.
I would call dibs on Seth.
Think about the audacity of calling dibs on an entire floor.
The Odyssey.
I trust Seth Lugo more than I trust Sandy Alcantara right now. Is that?
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay, to the lineup we go. Leading off, Michael Bush at first base. Seiya Suzuki is playing in right field. Pete Armstrong is batting third. He's in
slow
center.
Slow down. You said playing right field is Seiya Suzuki. And he's batting second?
I did.
Usually that two hole belongs to someone else, right?
Yes, it does.
But Kyle Tucker, he's not there. Where is he?
Not in the lineup.
Ooh, okay.
Plot twist.
Just checking.
So Kyle Tucker, not in the lineup, gets the day off today. I was going to get there. Pico Armstrong, Carson Kelly is batting cleanup. He is your designated hitter. Ian Happ batting fifth and left. Dansby Swanson at short. He's batting sixth. Nico Hoerner back batting seventh today. Reese McGuire is catching for Colin Ray. He's batting eighth, and then Matt Shaw batting ninth. So, yes, no Kyle Tucker, in case you noticed. Kyle Tucker not in the lineup today. I assume getting a day off, but we'll find out a little bit more.
Yeah, you hope it's not anything serious. You hope it's just a, you know, take some rest, get a day off.
How much time do we have of Craig Counsell here? Because I know we got to get out of here. All right, let's listen to it now on 670 The Score.
How's Tucker?
Yeah, I mean, he's good. He's just kind of generally banged up. So opportunity to maybe get him the most of 2 days off here and go from there. He'll be back in there for sure on Friday.
His toughness, watching him play this year, I mean, most of your players are tough. They've played a lot of games. But singling him out, playing through these minor injuries, What does that tell you about him and his makeup that you might not have known coming into this year?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think Kyle's one of those guys where, you know, you don't see a lot of emotion on the field, so sometimes it's hard to say, you know, that makes it hard to see what's going on. But I think those things are all true, and you play through things, and he does it in a very, like, you know, unassuming way. But any of the guys playing every day are playing through things. That's how this works, and it's a credit to him for doing that.
When you saw it live, did your mind go to kind of worst case or anything? I mean, he had something last year similar.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think he, like, crushed it off. It was a little more glancing, so that was kind of my hope. But if it gets you in the wrong spot, it just hurts. Yeah. You know, it just hurts.
Did you have this close on anything? Have you gotten deep into the conversation?
No, honestly, it feels like the whole industry is not close on anything.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Do you wonder why that always... You know, it seems like you always wait to the last minute, and then...
It's not wait to the last minute. It's just a deadline is... That's why there's a deadline, and the deadline, and, you know, that's what creates the action, the deadline. I think that's pretty normal.
How many names are out there that haven't been picked up by the media that you've seen?
I don't know.
You and Jen don't talk about
four.
It. Can you name two of them?
I don't know.
You played developing and maybe underwhelming as a whole. Like, do you get obsessed over, like, names, or are you the success you've had with the Kellers, Pomerantz, Flexens? Do you have confidence that you, as a group, can identify certain traits and put them in positions to succeed? How would that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, when essentially, look, the baseline is you just, you know, like, look at the deadline as an opportunity to improve your team. You know, and that can, you know, and that's both this year and in the future. It's a time when the industry tends to, like, just make moves. It's a transaction period for the industry. So just try to improve the team. And, you know, there's different kind of, like, thoughts about that. There's developmental stuff. There's just the established player. There's a young player. So there's all different ways to do that. You know, I think the developmental one is in terms of, like, making big changes with players a little harder because there's just not a lot of time left in the season. Yeah. So the Brad Keller example, like, that's to me is more of a longer term. Yeah.
That was Craig Counsell, who gave some important information. Yeah, that's right about Kyle Tucker. He had that fouled off the ball on the right knee. That was in the first inning.
It was early.
Yeah. So that might have hurt him later. And then, you know, maybe you need a day to just recover from that.
He said he'll be back in live on Friday, so that's good news. And you're hoping he can show a little bit more power than he has this month. But the big news for me is, not big news, what I'm watching, obviously Seth Lugo, but who's going up against him? Colin Ray, quiet as kept. Last four starts, a 1.90 ERA. He's done his job as a swing man. He started out in the bullpen, and he is every step of the way. He's had some bad outings. But they are 13-4 in his starts.
Yeah, I mean that's he again is one of the people trying to help keep this together. Started on Friday for the Cubs, had that really nice outing against the Twins as well. So I feel like that would add to his resume. But yeah, Kyle Tucker, unfortunately, that at bat he had in the first inning where the ball he hit fouled off his knee, probably why he's not in the lineup today. And Craig Counsell again with some fun back and forth with Bruce. That was entertaining. I feel like that was a low-key, sarcastic Craig Counsell there with the big news kind of vibe.
It's probably the news, the big news.
We ask a lot of questions, Craig. I don't know what to tell you.
I love
We're
Bruce.
Curious what you think about. We want to know. Who are you trading for?
who that has not been mentioned are you interested in? Like, the nature of the question itself is awesome.
Love that. Bruce didn't back down. We love that. Partially annoyed Craig. Thanks to everybody who listened to this one. Thanks to our Twitch mob. Thanks to our video producers, Jacob Stutz, Connor O'Donnell. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out, Adam Studzinski hanging out as well. Thanks to Marshall Harris, Mike Florio as well, our guest today. And thanks to Grody for just bringing the heat and the entertainment and the Bears entertainment and the Bears. Bears.
Start of fall, day two.
Absolutely. Enjoy Cubs baseball next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.